This is the Brandt and Sherry podcast, sponsored by MediShare. For more info about the show or about Brandt's book, Unoffendable, check out BrantHanson.com.
Kind of nervous about something. We'll see how this goes. Yesterday, Sherry, show's producer, and I talked about, we turned on the microphones first, and then we talked about race and stuff. And we've done that before, but I think this is, I think it was good.
No, it was.
I think it was. I think it's good news. Like, we're all kind of on edge, frayed, because of what our country's dealing with right now, what our communities are dealing with. Just looking for something to go, oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe there's some good news there. And I appreciate it. Like, towards the end of the podcast, Sherry actually is like, you know what? I've seen some stuff happen. I think it's really good.
Yes. Hopeful.
Yeah.
Some light on the horizon there. I do. And I think overall from the podcast, people should be able to take away, here are two people from two different walks of life, two different perspectives, and they're able to talk because they are friends.
Right.
And we made the point several times in the podcast that relationship is the key. If you don't have relationship with people who are not like you, who don't look like you, who don't talk like you, who don't think like you, then you're missing out, and you only have one side of the equation.
Yeah. So if you want to listen to people have that conversation where there's not any tension going on,
right?
That might be really refreshing.
I hope so.
I hope so too. Like, and we're both believers in Jesus, and we think He's the answer. So,
and that belief, it supersedes everything else.
Right.
And that's the key.
Some of the stuff that Sherry does, her habits of leaving empty Diet Pepsi bottles around, supersedes that and all the other stuff.
What
so
a blessing.
It's really a beautiful thing.
Submit ye one to another.
Yeah. Anyway, if you want to listen to it, you can go to BrantHanson.com and we'll see what you think. It's to listen to some friends talking about it. Regarding Pokemon Go, I would like to say, I'm sorry about that. I mentioned how excited I was about it because
mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yeah.
It turns out that some people aren't going to like this, and I'm sorry.
Okay.
Because they've heard me talk about it. They probably downloaded it.
Mm-hmm.
We sort of, when we signed up for it, if you use Google, because it's like, want to sign in with Google?
Oh, boy.
It means all of the Pokemon Go people,
mm-hmm.
I guess everybody at Nintendo,
mm-hmm.
maybe everybody with a Nintendo, can read all of your emails.
What?
Yeah, I know. That's why.
Are you serious?
Yes. Not everybody with it. I was joking about that.
Okay.
The rest of it.
So not only did it open you up to robbery.
Yeah. Okay. So the important thing is not to panic, but just to delete that or go to your Google settings and not let it. They're having a little problem with that right now.
Ooh.
It gives them access to read all your emails. So,
wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I didn't either. I wouldn't have talked about it.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to make sure everybody understands I'm firmly against Pokemon Go.
So when the class action suit comes out, you don't want Brandt Hanson and Pokemon Go as the defendants.
And I personally,
mm-hmm.
like, I'm level 3
uh-huh.
in Pokemon.
So they're really in your emails.
Well, I'm level 3, which means they have access to 3 of my credit cards. I'm real proud of myself. You hear people use this term, and sometimes people are like, what are they talking about? Joy. Like, what is joy? I'm supposed to have joy in the Lord. It's in the Bible. That's what it says. Well, what is joy? And this is the best way I think I can explain this, all right? Let me try this. Joy happens when the stakes are lowered and you can have a childlike heart about things. Like, for example, let's say we're playing a game of Monopoly and we're not taking it that seriously and you're losing money. It's all just funny.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares? In the end, it's just Monopoly money. Well, when you start to look at real life, though, you're like, oh, I'm so stressed out about money. What's going to happen? What could happen to me? There's so much at stake all the time. And especially if you're immature, everything, there's so much riding on this, so much riding on that. There's so much drama, and you don't get to experience the joy that comes from a lightheartedness of being. Like, wouldn't you really be lighthearted if you saw life in a certain lens, and that lens being that in the end, God sets everything okay. He's going to take care of us. He's our Father. He loves us. He's not going to just abandon us. He's got the end, and we know we win at the end. And by win, I mean we get to go to our dad's house, right? And he loves us. Just talking about this thing called joy, and a lot of people don't know what that means, and I was trying to describe it as like this lightheartedness that comes from being childlike and realizing not everything is at stake all the time.
Do you think it's possible to be that at a younger age? So let's say in your early 20s, mid-20s, when everything, I'm talking about my life particularly, other people may not feel this way, but everything seemed so important. There was so much drama with every decision. What job? What school? I don't know. Can you, at that age, do you think, have lighthearted joy to know that, you know what, it's not this serious, God's got it?
It's a very good and long question. And I'm sorry.
Well, you were looking confused, so I thought I better unpack
better
this.
Keep going.
This guy doesn't know what in the world I'm talking about, and we're on the radio.
Oh, I don't know. I heard you going on about it, and I'm like, you know what my answer's going to be? I don't know.
So the longer she goes, the worse this is going to be.
I had this sinking feeling like, oh, no. Because the longer you were going, the more committed I felt to having an answer. I better come up with something. Anyway.
I don't know.
I don't know. People may ask you this if they haven't already. If you're a believer in God and you pray, people may ask you, hey, why? Because God already knows what's going on. Why would you talk to him about that? And you know, it's a pretty good question. I get it. But having been a dad, if I like look out the window and I see my daughter scrape her elbow or something and fall and she's crying about it, I kind of want her to talk to me about it. I really do. I know what happened. I want her to talk to me. If I walk in their room and there's some disaster that happened in there with Legos or who knows what, like, I want them to tell me what happened. And it's not that I need an explanation. I can probably put it together what's going on. But see, I'm a dad and I like talking to my kids and I want them to be honest with me. If they're not honest with me, I feel like we're not being real. I want an authentic relationship with them. And I definitely see how that, as the older I get, the more I see that that is the essence of prayer. And that's how it's supposed to go down. It's a real struggle trying to come up with a catchphrase. And I've been working on this. I just feel like everybody should have one.
Yeah. I think you may be putting yourself under undue stress because you really don't have to have one. I don't think anyone's expecting one from us.
My goal in my career is to have t-shirts that have a caricature in my head and then underneath, like with quotes, is the catchphrase. And then people wear that and they're like, oh, yeah.
Well, you had some ideas of what they should be before.
I did. And we had a caller call our answer line thing and try to work them all in. And you did a pretty good job. Yeah, all my ideas for catchphrases.
Hey, Brent, Sherry. This is Charlie, and I want to let you know that I listen to your show every day, so you can always book that, broski. This show is so dino-tastic, it's awesome. And you know what? You can always star-log that, Captain, because this show is off the hook.
Oh, boy.
All right. Later, babe.
I thought he sounded pretty cool, except for the later, babe, and off the hook.
That was a little too trendy.
Star-log that, Captain. I still like that. You've heard us talking about MediShare. We're so thankful for them. Here is the info. If you want to contact them and find out about how you can maybe save a ton of money when it comes to your health bills, you share it with other people. It's really remarkable. But anyway, here's how you can find out about it.
You can look them up online at biblicalhealthcare.com or you can call 855-772-5699.
You may have noticed this. Yesterday was Amazon Prime Day, and Amazon's trying to make a huge deal out of it. They want it to be like Black Friday, like a huge doorbuster thing, like the savings you just cannot resist.
Okay.
You'll do whatever it takes, push anybody out of the way
right,
to get
yeah.
to these savings.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard that they were really going to do it this time.
Okay.
So I logged on, and the big banner headline, like the doorbuster savings, was dishwasher soap, like a Calgon type thing or whatever.
Sure, what was the saving?
25% off. You gotta
Do better than 25% on dishwashing soap.
60% off dishwasher soap. Fine. Yeah, I'm
You'll
shoving.
You push somebody
I'm
that?
Pushing and shoving. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's totally. Good. Not 25. A lot of people have been burned by Christians or other Christians. If you're somebody who is a believer, you don't want to necessarily go and get involved in a church family. I know we have to be involved with other believers, though, and here's why. Have you ever been freaked out by somebody who knows, or somebody's actually just making dumb decisions, or they're just messed up, but they rationalize it in their head somehow? And in their minds, they could take a lie detector test, and what they're doing makes total sense. In their minds, because they've written a story in their heads that this is okay, that this is all right. And you're like, how did that happen? Well, you know, all of us are capable of that. It's actually kind of scary. All of us, including me, including you, including Sherry, all of us can do that. So we need people around us who can speak into that and go, you're not seeing things the right way. I am your friend. I'm here till the end, but you are not seeing things the right way. Try to do it on your own. You're going to wind up more and more distorted in all these narratives in your head about how you're so right. Hope you're doing well. My name is Brant. Producer Sherry is here. Hope you're having an awesome Wednesday and stuff. And oh my goodness.
Oh, boy.
Yes, we have breaking animal news for you. Check this out. No, you're going to find this interesting.
Okay.
I promise.
All right.
Promise.
Okay.
An animal news promise has just been issued.
Well, I'm waiting
for the entire listening area. Not a watch. It's an animal news warning.
It's a warning. Yeah, that means it's imminent.
Check this out.
Yeah.
Like, what's the loudest thing you can think of?
An explosion.
Okay. Sperm whales. Let's talk about them.
Oh, gosh.
They can make a clicking noise louder than explosions, louder than jet engines. Mm-hmm. 200 decibels. Louder than anything humans can make.
This shouldn't have been a warning. This should have been
louder
a watch.
Than the. It should have been a watch.
Could be not. Who's to say?
How is that not interesting? How is that? God made an animal.
Don't do that.
That
don't
can make noises louder
stuff.
Than the Saturn V rocket.
Okay.
That's amazing.
God is amazing.
Thank you. I had to make it theological, but
for me to care.
For you to care, but you did. Eventually, she cared.
Yeah, right.
So let's just acknowledge. That's fascinating. Yeah. Everybody's like, wow. It is. It's true. Her name is Taryn. She's on the phone. And what interested me was she said she was working on some homework right now.
Mm-hmm.
As a nerdy person, I'm excited about that. What are you studying?
Ethics.
Ooh.
Oh, he's excited about that.
It's about lying and the golden rule, and I just had to talk about why people would let a child suffer in order for like them to be happy.
Are you talking about utilitarianism and John Stuart Mill?
I am. How did you know that?
I'm so disturbed that you knew that.
I do have editorial opinions about utilitarianism and why it fails, but okay.
I'm framing my own as well. I've never heard of it until this class.
It's what I call an elegant contrivance in order to justify, basically they're trying to arrive at some sort of a moral code without God.
Yes.
And it doesn't.
Right.
It just doesn't work.
That's actually interesting. Right. I didn't think it was going to be, but.
Wait a second. Brant, what you said actually sort of swerved into mildly interesting. Weird. Taryn on the phone was just talking about the golden rule. She's studying it in some kind of philosophy class and an ethics class. I have a fun fact about the golden rule. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Define fun.
Okay. Breathe.
Go ahead. No, go
Taryn,
ahead.
I'm going to turn her mic down for a second. No, it's just that Jesus was apparently aware of the golden rule before he gave it. I mean, it was something that was well known. It predated him by centuries, but it was in a different formulation. It was in the formulation of a negative, like, don't do to someone else what you wouldn't have done to yourself.
Uh-huh.
And people say, well, see, all the religions say just the same thing. It's the same gold rule. No, it's not. He deliberately turned it on its head, where he's like, you have to actively love people. It's not good enough to just not cause harm. Well, as long as I don't bother anybody else, it doesn't matter. Nope. You have to go out and love people anyway.
Right.
Yeah. So, there.
Yeah. Very nice.
He's so good like that.
No,
yeah,
no.
You're good. Just.
Wait, are you talking about Jesus or me?
I meant Jesus. But you too. I guess it's my too.
See how we'll swerve in there and be like, thank you so much. No, we're talking about Jesus.
You're talking about me. Whoops. If you were to come to my house today and hang out with me, like, you probably don't want to, but if you did, you would learn after not too long that I am morally far from perfect. Present tense. Not like 10 years ago. I used to have moral problems, but now I figured it all out and I know what I'm doing. That is so not true. And if I were to act like, though, if I were to tell you or communicate somehow, I've got my act together. I know what I'm doing. It's all about, you know, I don't behave selfishly anymore. I'm all about other people. Like, and then you saw me behave selfishly. You wouldn't like me very much. I feel like for a lot of people, now let's just be honest here. Some people are never going to like God because they don't like authority. I mean, it is true. But there's an awful lot of other people that don't like us, believers, because we give off this vibe that we're morally, we've got it going on morally, and they know better. They know we don't because they've hung out with us. Wouldn't it be better to just go, look, I can't condemn you because I'm just as guilty, but something wonderful happened. And now, no, God still wants us. How about that? Wouldn't that be like probably the better way to go with it? One wonderful thing about social media people don't talk about very much. The ability to edit yourself. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can post something, and before you really post it, you can go, meh, and delete it.
That's a wonderful option that I've been taking advantage of for the last several days specifically, yes.
So at least there's that. Yeah. Like in person when we're saying stuff like, oh, I wish I could rewind, and you know, catch yourself there.
Here you do not have to click post if you do not want to.
Or you can even schedule it.
Yeah.
Like for 6 hours, and then I'll spend the next 6 hours deciding, do I really, really want to post?
Do I still feel that? That's a good point.
Do I still feel that way?
In regards to the issues as of the last week or two and its impact on social media, I actually found myself getting angry, and I found myself getting drawn into arguments, and I could actually feel my blood pressure rising. So I just had to kind of take a hiatus from social media, I think, just for everybody's mental well-being and just, know, kind of pray about it and pray for especially those people whose points of view I don't necessarily agree
with. Bingo! That's exactly it. That is so good. Dude, praying for the people that don't agree with you. Yes, they're wrong. Yes, wrong. And still love them. Hopefully this will make some sense, but you know how you can really dislike people because they just disagree with you on everything and you have nothing in common? Mm-hmm. And so one way to work up compassion for them is to figure out, what do we have in common? Like, oh, well, that guy disagrees with me about everything, but he's a St. Louis Cardinals fan. Mm-hmm. So am I. So at least there's that. Okay, I feel a little bit better about him. Try to find something. That's probably not the best way to go through life. What if this person isn't a Cardinals fan? What if they're a Cubs fan too? All of that plus Cubs fan. All of that, and we don't agree about anything. I still have to love them. It's not about how much they resemble me. You're trying to find some way that they have something in common with me. Like, I have to love them if they disagree with me about everything, if they're wrong about every single thing. Jesus is up on the cross. He's not finding commonalities with people. He's going, God, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. This is a place we get to talk and be friends and stuff. But also, in addition, I actually teach people how to interact socially. It's not a natural thing for me, but I've taught myself how to do it. Mm-hmm. And so this is a great way to role play situations.
Guys have been interested in this. Yeah.
People want to learn social skills. Jen's going to help with this. You ready for this?
Okay.
I am kind of a master of facts, and I'm trying to teach guys who are single how to appeal to the ladies. So you two can be ladies, and then I will walk up to you at, we're like a mixer.
Okay.
Okay.
So right. People are, mixer. Okay.
People are having, they got little paper plates with, you know, cauliflower and carrots and stuff.
Yes.
And then, I sidle up, and then you guys take it from here, right? Because then we'll start a conversation.
Okay. Jen, anyway, I was... Oh, hello. How are you?
The broader the stripes are on the watermelon, the sweeter it is.
Hey, what's your name?
My name is Brant. Are you guys going to ignore the thing that I said about the watermelon? Because...
Jen, I'm going to go to the restroom. You want to come with me?
You know, night vision goggles are green for a reason.
What?
Yeah. Turns out that we can see more shades of green with a naked human eye than we can any other shade. That's why they chose green for night vision goggles, you guys.
Is this in conjunction with the watermelon fact?
Who wants to marry me? Which one? Going once. Going twice. See, guys, this is how it works if you're single. This might be a good idea for you. My wife and kids went to some caverns yesterday. Indian something caverns. I can't remember the name of it. But they liked it. And I was thinking, because I saw the headlines this morning. Forgot that the Republican and then the Democratic conventions are coming up.
That's right.
Real soon.
Yeah.
You know, one after the other. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, you know where I might spend some time? Indian something caverns.
In the cavern. Quiet, peaceful.
Yeah, there's some moss growing on the walls.
Right.
That is just kind of just for like 3 days, mm-hmm. and then again for 3 days. Indian something caverns.
Okay.
All right.
That sounds pretty good,
I'll
actually.
I'll see y'all there.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. The Brand and Sherry podcast is sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about MediShare, call 855-772-5699.